for near-death experiencers that have a more transcendent or detailed experience, you're absolutely right. Often they can have hours of experience. And a good example of that is a life review. That happens, about 20-25% of near-death experiences. And sometimes it can be what we call a panoramic life review. During those minutes that they're physically coded and people are frantically trying to bring that back to life, during these very detailed life reviews, they can see every aspect of their life from their time of conscious remembrance right up to the time of the life-threatening event that caused their code, and they can see every detail. And sometimes in these life reviews, not only do they see or relive their entire life, but in addition to that, startlingly, they can actually understand or sense how people they interacted felt as a consequence of their interaction with them. I mean, incredibly detailed information. A remarkable aspect of near-death experiences, and certainly very consistent with what near-death experiencers share, the substantial majority saying that their conscious functioning during a near-death experience is actually at a much, much higher level than their everyday earthly conscious functioning.
Yeah, that idea that their life review includes the concept that they feel someone else's pain, as it were, that the reactions that others had to their actions, it is fascinating, because the things that I've heard is many people have come back stunned that they hurt people in certain instances. Sometimes, of course, we know it when we've done something that's hurt another. But the thing that I've read repeatedly, and maybe you will have too, is that many people are stunned at the reactions they get.
Oh, it really is. And here's an example for your listeners. One NDEer was an adult, but again, as part of this panoramic life review, Raleigh, you see everything. And she saw herself as a three-year-old. Her father was bathing her, and she thought it would be great fun to jump out of the tub and run through the house dripping wet and naked. And she saw herself, again, reliving an event that actually occurred, which she'd forgotten about. Right. But there she was, running through the house. But all of a sudden, she sensed and knew what her father felt like. And at that point, and that point only, she knew that her father had had a very difficult day at work. He was very tired. And although she was having fun and assumed her father was having fun at this game, she grew to understand from reliving that event through her father's perspective that her father was not having fun. This was very burdensome, very difficult, and very negative for him to go chasing down her daughter. But that's just a microcosm of the kind of things that people learn when they come back. And this certainly can be one of the most profoundly transformative, positively transformative aspects of NDEs. People come back and go, wow, I didn't realize the influence I have on other people and how significant and important it is.
Yeah, we're all interconnected, of course. Back to that for a moment. When I was mentioning other lives or past lives, has anybody come back from an NDE and when they've talked about who they've seen somebody that they knew but not in this life?
Occasionally, to relatively rarely, people will have, when they do life reviews, they'll actually believe that they've seen prior lives. And that's a fascinating, when that's discussed, they say they retain their same personality and they encounter people, of course, as part of that they haven't actually met in this life.
Mm-hmm.
At other aspects, they have life reviews where they meet somebody that they didn't know in this life, but they seemed familiar. They may often appear in a cluster of deceased relatives, and yet here is an individual that they didn't know. This is fairly common in near-death experiences, that they'll come back and there will be a very, very familiar being, but years later, when they're going through, for example, old photographs, there will be grandfather or grandmother who died before they were born, and all of a sudden they go, aha, that is the individual that I encountered in my near-death experience. And that, while startling, is, you know, welcome to my world. That's a fairly common thing in near-death experiences.
Now, you mentioned the transformation. What percentage of people have actually been given information about their purpose here or their future here?
Well, you know, interestingly, that's actually a study topic of mine. As, you know, I've become convinced of the reality of near-death experience, I'm now looking a little deeper into what information are we getting from near-death experiences that is relevant not only to the NDEer, but could be relevant to the entire world. And interestingly, over and over and over, we're hearing a lot of near-death experiencers come back with startlingly consistent comments about why we're here on Earth. What exactly is our earthly purpose?
Well, what is it?
Well, and that's a very good question. There's no simple, of course, there's no simple answer that applies to everybody. Some people come back, well, I guess better back up. The very first and most significant response to that question is we all do have a purpose. There's no question that our earthly existence is absolutely extremely important. It is purposeful and it is significant, and that seems to be true for every single one of us. That is the overwhelmingly consistent message that we're getting from near-death experience accounts. Just some examples of things, and this is some direct quotes from near-death experiencers, and I quote, "The kindness or evil we do to each other causes people's lives to be changed forever. We affect possible generations to come. Even a harsh word could cause a person on the edge to turn away from God. So live it right, folks, and just give love and understanding," unquote. So over and over, people emphasize the importance of interpersonal connections, the importance of loving connections. Family, and especially children, are mentioned over and over and over. Relatively uncommon, people are given a specific direction, like a specific job or a task. Education seems to be extremely important. For instance, another NDE-er, and I quote, "I learned that the life here was merely a method of increasing knowledge and experience for your actual existence," unquote. So one of the strongest validating aspects of the reality of NDE is the overwhelmingly consistent type of responses near-death experiencers come back with regard to the concept of why are we all here on Earth.
It's fascinating because I also saw somewhere on your site, in fact, I think it was the writings, and you had recommended this, so I had read the whole thing by Pim Van Lommel about the continuity of our consciousness. Uh-huh. And the part that really kind of sent a chill down my spine was, unexpectedly, we found that significantly more patients who had an NDE, especially a deep experience, died within 30 days of CPR.
Yeah. I think a lot of that may due to the fact that there is a trend for people that are, if you will, closer to death to have a deeper experience. People that have, you know, nearly died, but it's not a severe life-threatening event. Maybe their time of unconsciousness is only brief, as in, you know, seconds to less than a minute. These people are, of course, more likely to have a more superficial near-death experience. So I wouldn't overread into that finding by Dr. Van Lommel. I think that's probably more why that finding occurred. I don't think it implies that a deeper NDE increases your risk for death. And in fact, people that have a near-death experience, and we're talking about, you know, coming back with information about our earthly purpose, overwhelmingly they come back with the impression that our earthly existence is important, that life is important, that we want to try to live. People that had their near-death experience, for example, by suicide, very rarely ever try suicide again, much less likely among people who tried suicide who did not have a near-death experience. So NDEs are overwhelmingly life-enhancing, not life-diminishing.